I have a guest joining us here in the studio this morning. Keith Harlan is in with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about something a little different that you might find this year at the Cass County Fair. Keith, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
You bet. We're going to talk a little bit about something that's created a little work for you and some friends here lately. Coming up on Sunday, this Sunday, July 28th at 11 o'clock, there'll be a demonstration out at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Folks will get a chance to maybe experience something they remember from the past. And for some of the youngsters, it might be a new experience for them to see how maybe Grandma and Grandpa used to have to farm. But you may have noticed just to the east of the horse arena, there was an oat field planted this year. And that's something that you folks had planned on doing here to give folks an opportunity to kind of experience what it used to be like to harvest.
Exactly. You know, oats isn't as common a crop today as it was back then, because every farm had livestock, even some horses that they had to feed, and oats was a great feed for that. Mm-hmm. So, of course, farming has changed in that respect today. So even the planting of the oats is somewhat unique for a lot of younger people especially.
A lot of them may have never seen an oat field before.
Probably not.
So why did you choose oats?
Oats, so it would be normally the harvest is ready to be harvested about this time of year, where corn, soybeans, all those things obviously are later. Mm-hmm. So it would give us a chance to demonstrate how it used to be harvested.
So, and you're using some equipment that probably isn't quite up to scale these days.
No, it's equipment that probably, I know my father and my grandfather used to get the job done. I grew up on an Iowa farm back in the 40s and 50s, and I well remember the transition from using this type of equipment to where the first combines came into being, which greatly eliminated a lot of labor.
Kids today, wow, they can't even imagine having to farm that way. Some of them probably don't even want to listen to the stories. It's so scary.
No, that's exactly true.
Talk a little bit about what folks will see when they come out here this weekend.
Okay, we've already started the process with a grain binder, which was an implement that was in the neighborhood normally, and several farmers would share that piece of machinery. And the grain binder actually was invented back in the mid-1800s as such, because before that, I think it was pretty much done with a scythe. But it became popular in the 1800s and on into the first half of the 1900s to cut the oats or wheat. And they would then, this machine would actually convey it up into part of the machine that would bundle that together in bundle size shocks, and tie it with a piece of twine, cut the twine, and kick it out onto the ground. Then people would come along behind that machine, and they would shock the oats, put 6, 7, 8 of those shocks upright in the field, stand them up against each other so that they would dry out, preferably anywhere from a week to 3 weeks before the actual threshing would begin.
And a lot of that has been done already.
That part's been done. It was done last Wednesday and Wednesday evening.
I noticed I stopped out Wednesday evening to kind of take a glance at what was going on and visit just briefly. I noticed there were a few cars and trucks sitting up on the hill with folks in them, folks that were watching, probably maybe reminiscing a little bit.
Exactly. We had a lot of people watching us.
You know, I suppose folks will remember back maybe to when they were young and they, like you, helping on the farm, seeing all this being done or being a part of that. Probably remember back on it now as if it were the good old days, but it probably didn't seem like that. It's hard work at the time.
It reminds you when you're doing it again that maybe those days weren't all that good. They were. It was hard work. It was dusty and dirty.
Yeah,
work.
Absolutely. You did have some volunteers that came out to help out, the young and the old, I noticed.
Exactly. Alan Zellmer was able to gather up Fair Board and some of the younger members, and there was probably at least a dozen guys out there, and about 2 hours' time, they had done their work and had things shocked up, ready to dry out.
You think they'd have still volunteered if they really knew what they were getting into?
Maybe not.
Well, it is interesting work to watch. So what exactly, then, will they see on Sunday? I mean, you've got this part of it taken care of. So
exactly.
So this brings us up to fair time now, and you get a chance to see the dried product.
Exactly. We have another machine called a thrashing machine that we'll set up there down in that area near that field. And it'll be a stationary machine. Actually, the principle that it works under is not unlike a lot of modern-day combines. In many respects, the oats shocks will be loaded on some sort of a trailer, brought to it, and fed into it a bundle at a time. And it'll be powered by an antique-type tractor. And it actually literally shakes those shocks through the machine and shakes the oats out, shakes the straw and the chaff and separates them, and then blows the straw out the back end into a pile, which was the straw itself was used back in that day for bedding for the animals and a lot of uses like that.
All of these things are still done, just done a little different fashion these days.
Exactly, and a lot less manpower.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. Now, we understand, as we said, how some of the guys who remember this would like to come out and kind of see some of this to remember the old days. But why is this important for young kids who don't know anything but today's huge combines and tractors and things? Why is it important for them to understand and see this?
Well, I think it's very important to preserve history. Whether it be old buildings, old machinery, or whatever it is, because that's part of our heritage. That's part of, my parents, that's why they did what they did, thought like they did, and that carries on down through the generations in the family.
It's not that farming's any easier now than it used to be. It's just more mechanized.
Much more mechanized.
And these young people will realize the difference between the type of a hard day's work that was probably put in 50, 60, 80 years ago than the type of a hard day's work that's put in now.
Exactly. They put a lot of hours in today when they're doing their job, but it definitely is not as physically demanding as it was back then.
Yeah. How big is the oat field?
I think there's about 10 acres there, but we have only used this process on a part of it. And I understand the Fair Board's going to bring in an antique-type combine or a combine that was older of that generation to complete the rest of it.
How much would this feed? How many horses, for example, how big a farm would this actually be able to feed?
Well, that 10 acres would have been, I grew up on a 200-acre farm, and that's probably about half the size we would have had about then. And, we had 20 or 30 cows around and three or four horses. So I guess that's kind of a general idea of what it would feed.
So, yeah. So folks who don't farm do understand that not everything you grow on the farm is meant for consumption by humans. Some of it is meant to perpetuate what you're doing.
And I think the Fair Board hopes to sell the oats to some of the horse people in the area here.
You bet. Yeah, I know Alan told me that they do have some of that lined up already, so they have a market for that here already. So it should be a lot of fun. 11 o'clock is when that will happen, using some of the antique equipment, do some of that threshing coming up this Sunday, July 28th. Do they need to be there early, just show up at 11 o'clock? Are you looking for volunteers?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some need for volunteers, and if someone wants to get up and just pitch a couple of bundles in for old time's sake, why, they'll be able to do that.
Be able to help them out there.
And I know Alan's planning to stage the equipment in an area where there is some shade, so don't be afraid of the heat if you do want to come out and bring your lawn chairs and sit in the shade and watch it.
Great. Again, that's 11 o'clock this Sunday, July 28th, if you'd like to see that demonstration. A lot of things to see and do at the Cass County Fair. A lot of them have to do with things today, but this is a chance to kind of see how things were done yesterday, too. Real good education for the young folks. Keith, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck with that demonstration.
Thanks, Jim.
And make sure you take a couple extra Advil for that back, too.
Exactly.